You know, we have the Blue Heels here. We have actually one Blue Heel. You're singular.
Well, there's another one. He's out in the audience, though.
Yeah. What'd you do with the other Blue Heels? Did you do something bad to the other Blue Heels? Robbie Schiller?
Not that I'm aware of.
Robbie Schiller, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from Madison's premier band, the Blue Heels. And there's a wedding, there's a Blue Heel wedding. And why aren't you at it, then?
I wasn't invited.
Really? Is there a little rift among the Blue Heels?
That's not true. I'm just stirring up controversy.
Yeah. The girlfriends are not breaking up the Blue Heels, are they? Like the Beatles?
No. I don't buy that about the Beatles. I think that's just popular mythology.
Popular mythology?
They didn't want to be together anyway.
I know.
He found an excuse.
I think you're probably right about that. And new Blue Heel, now you guys haven't released a CD for a couple of years, right?
How many years has it been? See, that's why he's here, because he knows the answers to these questions.
But there's one coming out, as I understand.
Yeah, we have our Madison CD release show is September 8th at the High Noon Saloon.
Yeah, and this one is called?
It's called Weather Machine.
And Weather Machine.
We've been working on it. That's actually kind of like a drone. You could have a Weather Machine drone.
Don't start me with drones again. I'm the one who seems to be concerned about my neighbor having a drone, really. Anyhow.
There have been a lot of drone jokes. We've really been droning on about it.
Yes, we've droning on.
I love it when it's not a laugh. It's just, ugh.
That's good. Why don't you sit here and I'll play the guitar? this song, is this on the new CD?
This is not. I'm going to play all new stuff because we spent so long working on our album.
Yeah.
All of those songs are now obsolete.
And is this
one? So come out to the show and hear a bunch of
old Nice to hear
crap.
You're obsolete before you begin. And is a song that you've written, this one?
Yes.
Yes, and it's entitled?
This one is called Tired Strings and Arrows.
Robbie Schiller, ladies and gentlemen, at beautiful historic music hall.
Yes, at least we know how young we all are. Well, at least we know how young we all are. And at least we know how young we all are.
And we all are,
yeah.
In my opinion. And I can't help but notice that you are wearing Olympic sneakers.
Is that what these are?
Yeah, those are the much coveted Olympic sneakers. You're not? Were you in an event?
No, I actually found these on the curb.
Really? Somebody's a bad loser. That's all I can.
Apparently, that guy did not do too well in his.
You found them on the curb, and they fit you perfect.
I found them on the curb in a big pile of shoes, all different sizes and colors.
Yeah, but these are those green. Whatever that color is. I'm a guy. I don't know green from blue. Green? Thank you. Yeah, they're very nice. So, all right. Now, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Adam Cohen. You're the son of Hank Schiller. You're always hearing Hank Schiller. Hank.
Actually, my dad's name is Mark, so I...
You're the son of Mark Schiller.
I don't hear the Hank Schiller comparison.
Always getting
much.
The comparisons to Mark Schiller.
I would love to be compared to Mark Schiller.
That's good. That's a good thing. Is he a musician too?
He is, yeah. He plays guitar and writes songs, and he brought me my first drum set when I was 5 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did you guys grow up?
They still claim that they loved having me play the drums at 5 years old.
Yeah, I know. I've run into that.
I grew up in the paperweight capital of the world, Neenah, Wisconsin.
And Neenah. Neenah, we applaud everything.
Hey!
Including Neenah and Menasha. Did you ever get over into Menasha, or did you wonder what it was like? Or?
You know, there is like
pretty
sort
separation.
Of there's a rivalry there.
Yeah.
I remember sitting and listening to two Neenah old timers talk, and they had their little granddaughter with them, and they were talking about a friend of theirs who had cancer and had recently passed away. And the little girl said, "Grandpa, where does cancer come from?" And without missing a beat, he turned at her and said, "Menasha."
Now you tell that joke in Menasha.
You tell it the other way.
Yeah, in Menasha the joke goes the other way. So yeah, that's a very strange thing. And they are twin cities. You think they'd get used to it after a while? Like, you know, in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
They're conjoined twins.
Conjoined at the whatever, at the river there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got another one for us? What would you like to do?
I do. I would love to do another one.
Yeah.
This one is called "Oh Hold Me, Olden Days."
Sounds great. Robbie Schiller.
Wait, stop clapping. I'm playing now.
Oh, hold me if you will, while I've got some time to kill. I'm older now. Hello, let's draw the line. Oh, hold me olden days, when a dust bowl blew your cares away. It's harder now in some insignificant ways. You're all wrapped up in your apartment, all wrapped up and torn apart. But I load myself on lonely nights, stay home to nurse the parasites. Well, hey there, who turned out the lights? I'm getting paranoid, guess that's all right. Oh, hold me once or twice, but spare me all your sound advice. I'm older now, hello, turn on. Oh, golden olden days, I found myself moving. Now say he's moving now in those same old mysterious ways. But you all wrapped up in your apartment, all wrapped up and torn apart. So I load myself on lonely nights, stay home to nurse the parasites. Well, he there who turned out the lights, get paranoid. Guess that's all right. It's over.
Robbie Schiller of the Blue Hills.